Mamba. Meu Deus, meu Deus.
Investigators say older folks are becoming more active in drug trafficking.
Back on the front lines of election 2012, Obama's poll numbers among his Democratic base are way down. The reason, analysts suggest, liberal voters just want to see Obama sweat a little before they inevitably vote for him. Supplementing retirement. That's clear by all the cash.
It's hard to imagine anybody having that much cash just laying around their house.
Been right about this one. Research suggests that cursing can in fact be beneficial. In a March 2012 article, Business Insider cited a University of East Anglia study which determined that swearing in the workplace helps coworkers develop a sense of camaraderie and is a mode for expressing one's feelings. A report published in August 2009 in a Nero report, as noted by the BBC, found that swearing increased pain tolerance and decreased pain perception in nearly 60 test subjects who were asked to hold their hands in icy water while swearing. The theory being that swearing increases adrenaline production, fueling our fight or flight response. Psychology recently concluded that swearing out loud actually increased emotions and stress levels during an experiment on test subjects. An interesting tidbit by the New York Times, men swear more than women, unless those women are in a sorority.
So do you find swearing helpful?
And I gotta say, we are having a ball up here tonight, and when you're ready, and...
Shabadoo, shabadee. Shabba-dee, shabba-doo.
Hey, yo.
Which one of you schnooks took my rhyme book? Look, give it back, you wicky-wack. With your ticky-tack claws, didn't touch you at all. I didn't touch your hand, man. You know it's all cool.
You sold a few records, but don't get slick, cause you used the cork back to get those hits. Yeah, you've been in the game, your career is long, but when you really break it down, you only got two songs.
MCs are like playing pigeons when I'm shooting skeet. I trust you, I'm cool, it might drop some feet. Your people call yourselves MCs, but you're garbage, man. Taking out the trash when you pull out the pen.
And if you don't like it, then hey, fuck you.
Coming in.
Now, I read about you up on page 6. They was trashing your ass, it said you're getting dissed. Now talk about your face, now don't get pissed. But I suggest you see your dermatologist.
I keep the hot sauce hot, not mild and weak. It's gonna burn your mouth until you wet your beak.
Water while swearing. The theory being that swearing increases adrenaline production, fueling our fight or flight response.
In the animal kingdom, they call it presenting with the dipsy doodle, the kitten caboodle. The truth is brutal. Your grandma's cuckoo.
Kings County is my stomping ground. The Albany Square Mall, Brooklyn downtown. So don't ask me to wine and dine ya. I'm from Brooklyn, you're from Regina.
You're like Foghorn Leghorn, Yosemite Sam. You just yelling wild and wonder who I am. I'm with those lights. Telling you like Toucan Sam, my style's impregnable like a Hoover Dam.
And if you don't like it, then hey, fuck you. And if you don't like it, then hey, fuck you.
Superman and Aquaman race to the Philippine Sea.
But if you are down, hang around. I'm Furious George, and we are chilling here in this cool little town called Carborough Chapel Hill on the WCOM FM radio dial. WCOM LP, low power Chapel Hill Carborough, 103.5 basically means we are rocking it here, hardcore down in the studio. EOS. I'm Dr. Furious. The show may be offensive to some of you in our listening audience. For everyone else, keep doing what you're doing. Check out the Furious George Show at WCOMFM.org or go to FuriousG.blogspot.com. Or you can email FuriousGeorgeShow@gmail. So stick around. We got some fun stuff tonight. Nothing, anything particular that's infuriating more than the normal state of affairs. So you know what that means. Furious.
If you ain't down, you better not hang around. Laugh about it.
Squid continues to spread its growth-causing ink.
We've got to find that giant squid.
Meanwhile, a luxury ocean liner steams peacefully along, completely unaware of the fate that awaits it. Safe till help arrives.
It's like you're going to be able to look at pictures of kids on this thing. The occasional butterfly, but mostly kids, kids, and more kids.
Spongiform encephalopathy, or BSE, was a serious health issue in Britain in the 1990s. 175 people contracted the human form of the disease. Tainted beef got into the food chain. More than 4 million cattle were slaughtered to control the outbreak. The latest case in the US, only the fourth ever, was found at this recycling plant for dead livestock in California. Routine.
Aquaman, look! The giant squid! To save that ship! Help! We're underwater!
In random tests, discovered an infected dairy cow. The U.S. Agriculture Department says people are not at risk.
We have a very robust surveillance system.
Where the giant squid continues to spread its growth cause.
spread. It's spread. It's growth causing pain. Giant squid continues to spread.
Rodeo and Stray to Be Destroyed tops the list of cat names for the 24th straight year. Here's a teasing glimpse into the decadent and hedonistic world of weekly news. The limited scope of what he can realistically accomplish as president, Barack Obama announced on Monday his new "I Have Big Ideas But We'll See How It Goes" re-election campaign slogan.
Children with missiles shot from terrifying remote control flying robots. Well, for some answers on this, let's see what the first responders have to say. Hello, Duncan, Jason, Nancy. So, first responders, could dropping bombs on Afghans without warning from terrifying robot airplanes that fly themselves actually hurt America's efforts to stabilize Afghanistan?
It's complicated.
No, not at all, actually. I think we need to stay the course. You don't change horses midstream, and you don't stop firing missiles from unseen death droids soaring high above the clouds just because a couple of schools get blown up.
I disagree with that. I mean, accidentally bombing children with our super army of automated missile-firing bots may have worked great at the start of the war, but conditions on the ground have changed. I mean, we have got to find another way to obliterate this population.
What about the flaming bulldozers?
Full 63% of registered voters say they're undecided about who they're voting for, but when pressed with a second question, okay, but seriously, when it comes down to it, who are you really going to vote for, 89% say Obama.
Well, but still, that lack of commitment has to be keeping the president up at night.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point. Democrats are disappointed with the president's first-term performance. Basically, they want to make him suffer a little bit.
Okay, Jason, let's see what some of those so-called undecided Democrats are saying.
I don't know who I'm going to vote for. I've been seeing some real nice ads from Mitt Romney. We're flashy and sophisticated. Hear that, Obama?
Honestly, I've never voted anything but Democrat my entire life, but I don't know about this year. How does it make you feel, Obama?
It sounds like voters are really just getting jacketed for a very disappointing first term.
They've been pulling together all sorts of stunts just to screw this head. For instance, they're talking about this all-day jazz festival that they're going to attend on November 6th, pretending that they had forgotten about the election.
It's
looking like it might be a while. I mean, there are even rumors that at the Democratic National Convention, when they're about to announce Obama's name, they're actually going to call Dennis Kucinich's name.
Kidding.
I love this. He'll come out, pretend to accept the nomination. Obama's just going to pee himself. That's going to be so hilarious.
Wow.
Thank you.
a 50-foot tall tank.
Yeah, because, you know, military experts do credit thundering death upon the helpless heads of Big Daddy farmers, screaming like capricious gods. We're turning the whole Iraq war around.
Oh, okay, so maybe using a silent, hovering genocidal computer is unavoidable at wartime,
correct.
But let's do what we can for these civilians. I mean, why not name the drones Billy or Steve to make them seem less depressed?
That is a better. Oh,
some experts have suggested making robots that are more visually reassuring. This Pentagon report that was released saying that they're now developing a 40-foot robot that actually looks more like an American soldier and also sprays lasers out of his eyes.
Well, at least that's a step forward. Hey,
look, as long as it fires missiles and bombs with very little accuracy and zero Americans are at threat, I'm all for it.
Good.
Saying the slogan is the cornerstone of his pragmatic new We'll See campaign, the president outlined bold, forward-thinking initiatives that he carefully reminded supporters would likely have to be drastically scaled back or compromised altogether due to political roadblocks, opinion polls, and budget considerations.
The We'll See campaign allows President Obama to show voters that he has a bold vision for bridging the partisan divide in Washington and ushering in a new era of fairness, while acknowledging that very little of that actually has a chance of happening.
Obama went on to say he would continue fighting for birth control coverage for all women, but noted that Americans should be ready to settle for something far less substantial.
Because so few cases were found. South Korea is the world's fourth biggest importer of U.S. beef. There, two top supermarket chains have pulled U.S. imports off the shelves. The government says it will step up checks on future consignments. The European Union insists it's not worried by the discovery of this latest case.
It's the fourth case in a period of 10 years or so. The U.S. does have a surveillance system for mad cow disease, the same as in Europe, so there's no specific measures required on our side. What this shows is that the monitoring system is working.
Mad cow disease, or BSE, is a brain disease which is always fatal in cattle. It's passed to humans by eating infected meat from infected animals. US believes this was an incredibly rare spontaneous outbreak, not linked to contaminated food. When the first mad cow case was discovered here in 2003, there was a $3 billion drop in beef exports. It was only last year those exports fully recovered. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Washington.
If you try, okay.
has got to be rattling the president, and indeed I think it is. He released a statement today saying, quote, listen, I know I haven't been the best president in the world, but I'm sorry and I really will do better. Just say you will vote for me, say it, I'll do anything.
Would you believe that four
well,
years ago?
Well, and, you know, look at this. The Obama 2012 team also unveiled this new campaign poster.
God, I love that. That is
he's
just
on his
so
knees.
Pathetic.
Ridiculous. Now, what about Biden? Doesn't he also have to be nominated at the DNC?
Yeah, they've tried the same tactic with Biden. Didn't quite work. DNC chairperson Debbie Wasserman Schultz approached him. She said they were, quote, exploring their possibilities for vice president, but Biden just winked at her and said, all right, baby, why don't you call me?
All right, Jason, thank you so much.
Existing privacy laws and snooping without court orders. I say it's about keeping you snuggly and secure. Don't worry though. Private companies will only share your information with the government if it's for cybersecurity, which, just to be on the safe side, is pretty much cyber anything. It's not like any of these companies would do anything to violate your privacy, right? And if they do, we'll find them. $25,000. So, I hope little Timmy in room 403 didn't use the internet to say his lab partner is the bomb, because that sounds pretty cyber attacky to me, and should probably be shared with the NSA. But don't get paranoid, Timmy. We're just keeping you snuggly and secure. And I won't even mention the domestic drone authorizations.
Information environment, minority groups can no longer be contained, ignored. Too many people know too much about each other. Our new environment compels commitment and participation.
man races to the Philippine Sea, where the giant squid continues to spread its growth-causing ink. I've never seen so many whales in this area before. The message we received was true, Aquaman. We've got to find that giant squid. Meanwhile, a luxury ocean liner steams peacefully alone, completely unaware of the fate that awaits it.
Barrel was shot and killed by her father. Kevin Allen also killed his wife and shot his other daughter before police killed him. Just before that shooting, police say Allen's wife told him she was leaving him. Good evening to you. I'm Macy Jepson.
The environment was created by media, larger than the British one. The classroom. Now in a vital struggle for survival with the immensely persuasive outside world created by new informational media.
Schizophrenia may be a necessary consequence.
We're underwater!
Instinctively understands the present environment, the electric drama. It lives it mythically and in depth. This is the reason for the alienation between generations.
Thank you.
prostitutes, and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody. I mean, you want to get better to pushes, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
Central America has the worst flooding in its history. A month after Vermont has the worst flooding in its history. In the same year that the Mississippi River has the worst flooding in its history. And Queensland in Australia, a few months after Pakistan floods so badly, 20 million people are forced from their homes. It's connected. Connected to the fact that warm air holds more water vapor than cold air. Loading the dice for deluge. And loading the dice for drought, too. Since more water evaporates into the atmosphere. So it's really no surprise we've seen the worst drought in the American Southwest, and the hottest fires in Australia, and the crop withering heat in Russia, and the staggeringly dry famine across the Horn of Africa. We're going to connect the dots on climate change and extreme weather, literally. On May 5th, we will rally at hundreds of sites around the planet afflicted by climate change. We'll show the world how the pieces of this puzzle fit together. You'll forgive us if we're just the littlest bit angry. It's not fair what's happening. They'll draw the obvious conclusion. The time has come to move away from coal, gas, and oil. And we'll only do that if we start to connect the dots. Join us on May 5th, climatedots.org.
intelligence of the massive cell. Then.
Some experts have suggested making robots that are more visually reassuring. This Pentagon report that was released saying that they're now developing a 40-foot robot that actually looks more like an American soldier and also sprays lasers out of its eyes.
At least that's smart. A step forward.
Hey, look, as long as it fires missiles and bombs with very low accuracy and zero Americans are at threat, I'm all for it.
Good point.
They should give it funny, floppy arms.
Yes.
Oh, it should spray candy out of its chest a few minutes before it starts shooting everything.
You know, Jason, that's actually a really nice gesture for the children who don't accidentally get mowed down by the bullets.
So few cases were found. South Korea is the world's fourth biggest importer of U.S. beef.
Consumers should not be concerned about this case.
Monitoring surveillance systems were set up in the U.S. to prevent a mass outbreak, but that was scaled back 6 years ago because so few cases were found.
Perception in nearly 60 test subjects who were asked to hold their hands in icy water while swearing and decreased pain perception. Nearly 60 test subjects who were asked to hold their hands in icy water while swearing. The theory being that swearing increases adrenaline production, fueling our fight or flight response.
An ineffectual form of social assessment in an environment of instant electric speed.
The hottest fires in Australia, and the crop withering heat in Russia, and the staggeringly dry famine across the Horn of Africa. We're going to connect the dots on climate change and extreme weather, literally. On May 5th, we will rally at hundreds of sites around the planet afflicted by climate change. We'll show the world how the pieces of this puzzle fit together. You'll forgive us if we're just the littlest bit angry.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, and I'll
It's not fair what's happening. The fossil fuel industry, in pursuit of ever more profit, is making life impossible.
Stick around for more Micropower Radio. I'm Furious George. Thanks for listening to the WCOM FM dial here, either at 103.5 or on the FM dial through your micro radio or internet access. Hey, listen, we got some Bodacious Bass sticking around or coming up and chilling out and having fun. So stick around for that. I'll be back next week. And if you want to hear more about Furious George, go to the furiousg.blogspot.com. For everyone else, stick around. We got good bass coming up. I'm Furious. We'll be right back.